You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Welcome to the Obesity Revolution Podcast. That's right. Welcome. I am Sean Mulroney. You can follow me everywhere on social media. I am Sean Mulroney. Thank you for following me. Thank you for the great reviews. Our ranking, I'm so honored. We just went up 17 more in the charts, and all because of you. Because you all are the best part of the Obesity Revolution podcast and the Obesity Revolution. And, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the Obesity Revolution. And, you know, we're here. We focus. I say this every week. I can't say it enough because it's our whole mission. We want to identify the problem, right? Not only do we want to identify the problem, but we want to educate the people of this world, of this society, about obesity and just living a better life. And, you know, it's about inspiration. You know, we can't motivate anybody, but we can inspire people, you know, to take the next step in their life. And then, you know, also, not only do we want to inspire, we want to execute. And it's all about putting the feet to the action. It's about making sure that we know it, that we apply application is what it's all about. And, you know, we want to provide resources, encouragement, and acceptance. It's about acceptance. You know why? Because obese people have suffered in silence. And no kind of voice. You've lost your voice. I did that, hid in the shadows of obesity, and it's not going to happen anymore because you know why? Our obesity does not define us. You know, other people may define us by that, but you know what? It doesn't matter. It's sometimes, you know, you got to wake up and grab a nice, you know, cold glass of I don't give a rip and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put my best foot forward, and I'm going to forget about everything else or anybody else, because people's opinion, it doesn't matter about people's opinion. It matters about what you know about yourself and character rules. So, and you know, we have a great support group. It's all in the show notes. You know, you can join our support group. We have a great and growing number of people that are, you know, struggling and, you know, along the journey of their weight loss journey. And we're there to support you. So you can go to the Obesity Revolution support group. It's totally free. And then, you know, join the revolution by going to theobesityrevolution.com. And we're there for you. I'm there for you. You know that. I love every one of you. I mean, every one of you that's reached out this week, you got this. Everybody that's listening this week, thank you. And the support is mutual. And what goes around comes around. And so we're going to do this. We're going to make it happen because, you know, hope's alive. And it's all about getting that start. So if you haven't started, guess what? Now's a good time to start. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do it today. And, you know, and we want to make sure that you have a voice. If you get a voice, you get validated. And then it's about finding your voice. Or how about even better yet, how about awakening your voice? You know, and that's what we do is we have our guest on today. And he's an incredible man that is doing incredible things. And he has a thing called Awaken Your Voice. His name is Jake Anderson. And, you know, we want to find that voice. And, you know, Jake's has a passion. He found this and back in 2019. And so it's just amazing. And Jake Anderson, welcome. We are going to awaken a lot of people's voices today, aren't we?
Yes, sir. Sean, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's really an honor to be here to serve and speak to your community and talk about this very important but often suppressed asset
yes.
that we have, being your voice, and how it can be that vehicle to deliver your message and change the lives of the people in the world around you as well as your life. And
yes.
I think it's an amazing, you know, it's something that, you know, and I can even speak to my story, you know, diving into that, but it's something that just creates a whole paradigm shift once you start to awaken your voice.
It does. It's like finding that frequency, isn't it, Jake? It's like, you know, once you get that, you find your voice, you find your frequency, you awaken your voice, because everybody does have a voice, right? I mean,
yeah,
it's just finding that. And then, you know, it's sleeping. So so you and I are going to shake the bungalow today, right? And we're going to shake those leaves and say, hey, it's time to wake up. You know, I hated waking up before school. I hated it. You know, know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
My mom would come in and wake me up, and she wanted to wake that sleeping, you know, sleeping baby boy, but you know what? I didn't want to get up. You know what I'm talking about? So it's not easy to awaken the voice, is it?
No. It's especially, you know, for a lot of us, it's especially for, and I'll speak on myself, because I think we're all in different situations and why that voice is sleeping.
Yeah.
And why it's staying suppressed and it's not really getting out there. And I think you have to put some context around that. And I'll just share with my story. I mean, I'm an introvert. I deal with it, and it's something that I've had my whole life. It's just part of my personality. And when it came to kind of finding, it really started with like discovering purpose. And what I had realized was that you just can't sit in isolation if you want to discover purpose.
Absolutely.
You have to get yourself out there.
Good.
And, you know, and I think that's where that first kind of aha moment that hit for me was like, I need to find that clarity on really the direction I want to take my life, because I was living in a very dark place. And when you're living
how long was that for, Jake? I mean, was that your whole life? When did that like really open up?
No, it wasn't my whole life. I had a, you know, I was blessed and fortunate with my upbringing. I had very loving parents, and, you know, I didn't have any kind of trauma or anything growing up. And then, you know, I went to college and lived the college life. And it really was when I got out of college, I had this burning desire to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And when I took that step into entrepreneurship, I followed the money. I picked something that I thought I could make money in. I didn't really care about it. It was just something I chose. And what happened was I was so invested into this and not at all passionate about it, that in order for me to, because entrepreneurship can be a trap.
Yes.
It can be a trap. It can be worse than a job. The only way out is to sell, or, you know, so that was the dark place that I was put in, was when I took that step, I was trapped in this business that I wasn't passionate about. And for years, I was like, gosh, I don't, like, what am I meant to do? Mm. I don't even know what is my purpose. Sure. Where should I take my life? I've got this huge desire to be an entrepreneur, but I just don't know what is that thing that I want to wake up and I just want to absolutely love what I'm doing. And I know that's not my life right now. And when you're that invested in something, it feels like a trap, and that's that dark place.
Right. People get trapped in the very thing that they think was the thing to let them go. It's sort of like a vicious circle in lack of better words, right? I mean, it's like you do something, you thought you were doing it, and then all of a sudden, bam, it hits you in the face, and this isn't what I want to do, and now I feel trapped, and how am I going to get out? That's a hopeless and helpless place to be, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it's so funny you bring that up, because what I thought it was going to be was not at all what it was. And then all of a sudden you're stuck,
right?
And you're like, oh crap, like, how do I get out of this? But that's when I took that step into the online space, because I was just fascinated by this world that we live in, that you can within seconds connect with anybody across the globe and get your message out.
Well, and that's how you and I, look, think about it. You and I connected that way. You know what I mean? It's like we connect, and I'm the connections that we can do that we couldn't do how many years ago, that it gives us that opportunity to reach people and help people and then leverage, you know, our time and help and serve people and get people to the other action. And that's what you, for me right now, Jake. So talking to you, I mean, you've inspired me because, you know, you have this passion, what you're doing with the awakening, your voice. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, your passion, it emerged in 2019 from what we talked about. And then, you know, you went and then you stepped into the world of podcasting, right? And then at the also the online space, and then you realized the importance of publishing, you know, and to achieve many, you know, breakthroughs. And you have had a lot of breakthroughs. And so what was that aha moment whenever you said, man, I got my voice, okay? It's awake and it's ready to thrive. How did you get there and how can others get there?
So the aha moment started from doing something wrong, right? You know, it's from messing up, right? You know,
that's good. You
know,
right.
I don't know, this old saying, good judgment comes from experience and experience comes from bad judgment.
Right. And, right. That's good. That's a good statement. That's a great statement.
That's exactly where it happened with me. And when I realized I started, okay, it's time to start a new chapter. And I don't like what I'm doing in this business. It's 2018. I went through this like chaotic moment in my life where, I mean, I was coming up, I think I had written down 20 different business ideas. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? I remember one of them, I was going to sell t-shirts with dogs on it. I think I can't remember. It was like funny animated dogs.
Right.
Like it was like everything possible. And what I ended up landing on was, and there was a point, there was a really important reason I'm telling you this part of the story, it may not make sense right now, but just hang with me for a second.
Yes.
So like I decided that I wanted to step into building software, and what really the foundation to that decision was, what do I have a lot of, like, what do I have right now? And I think that's a good question to ask yourself at any stage in your life. Like, what do I have right now? Sometimes we always ask ourselves what we don't have.
Yep.
But why not ask yourself, what do you have?
Good.
Because we all have something. Right. Don't ever think that you don't have anything. You've got something. You just haven't found it yet.
That's
good.
And
you need to look for it. So that's what I started with. Like, what do I have? Well, I was in the special events industry. And one of the unique things about my position in that business was I was able to scale out of the operations and actually move 3 hours from the business, which was kind of unheard of in that industry. And so I was going to write a book on building systems and how to scale out of the, you know, your special events company and serve at that visionary level. I was like creating a software on, you know, for that particular industry. I was going to serve that industry from the role of contribution. I thought that's what I need to do. I've got all this experience in this industry. And I've been studying things online and I really, you know, really into it, but I wasn't publishing. I was just building. I was just building this software. I was writing my book and I spent a year just building, hiding behind my computer, terrified to even make, I mean, I'm talking about making a Facebook post. I would get anxiety. I mean, even just like a graphic in words, but like, I don't know, what are people going to think? I just wasn't used to it.
Sure.
So what happened, and this is how I found that clarity, was when it was the summer of 2019. I had actually hired a PR, a lady to help me out on the PR side. She was great. She got me booked on a couple podcasts for some interviews to talk about, you know, all these things that I'm doing and talk about the weddings and the special events industry. And I'm like, all right, great. And at the surface, I thought, I got this. And I remember feeling that level of nervousness about going on a podcast. I'm like, you know, it's all right. It's just right. It's something new. Anytime we do something new, it's going to be a little uncomfortable.
Always.
It's always a little uncomfortable. And that's I was like, you know what? I'm going to persevere through this. I know this is uncomfortable. I feel the resistance when I'm on these podcasts and I'm speaking out my message, and it's certainly there. And then 5 months had went by and there was literally no progression in my level of comfort. The resistance was still just as strong as it was since the day, first day. And I thought, what is going on here? And then I finally decided to read the writing on the wall. And it said, Jake, you don't care about weddings and special events anymore. That's why you have this resistance. You don't care about it.
Right.
It's just not something you care about. You just chose to pursue that because it was something you knew a lot about. I'm like, okay, so just because I know a lot about something doesn't mean it's something that I'm going to authentically be able to speak about with conviction. Like, I can speak about this with conviction because I'm passionate about it.
And I
can feel the blood going through my veins when I start talking about it, and it feels amazing.
And that was when I got obsessed. Is that right? You was something with lighting and everything?
Yeah.
And isn't that amazing that it's something that you dealt, you know, lighting and making something great, it puts you in a dark space when it should have been like the opposite, right? You were bringing light to everybody else, but it was bringing darkness to you, right?
Mm-hmm. I know. Wow. It's funny how that worked out.
Wow. That's I just had to bring it out. I'm sorry. That's what made me think that, you know, hey, everybody's looking for, you know, the light, but we are the light. You know what I'm saying? So we find that. Right. And that's why I tell people that, you know, in the community, you know, the obese community, because it's a big community. But what's happening is everybody's looking for the answer. But the answer, and like you said just a little bit ago, you know, you do have something and you are somebody and you do matter. And people make it to where they don't matter. And that's what you found out, that it was just ironic that you're turning the light on for everybody else, but it was turning the light off for you. And you didn't have that passion and drive. And then now you're here. That's amazing. So that's pretty cool. So it's awesome, but it's cool.
Well, and that was the thing. It was like when I came to that realization that, I mean, Sean, I had tens of thousands of dollars, probably hundreds of hours of time wrapped up in this project. I've been working on it for a year.
Right, right.
And I literally one day I woke up and said, what are you doing? You don't care about serving in this industry anymore. Mm. Put it away. Put it to bed. Yeah. Move on. And that's what I did. I hung it up. I threw it in the trash. Well, I didn't throw it in the trash, but like, you know, metaphorically speaking, threw it in the trash and decided that, you know what, I'm going to start finding the thing I'm passionate about. And I didn't, you know, when it came to that, I started getting really obsessed with just like self-awareness, right? I mean, really obsessed with just that whole process of self-awareness. And I would, you know, I was doing a lot of reflection work as well as a lot of reflection and projection, like reflecting back on my past, really unpacking my experiences and things that I had been working on and, you know, what my relationship was like with different projects, with different people, really learning more about my value system. What are commitments that I tend to gravitate towards versus ones I tend to, you know, push away from?
Sure.
And really just trying to find that self-awareness. And then the projection is like thinking into the future. Like, what is the legacy you want to build for your life, for your kids, for your family? And what do you want to be known for? And the thing is that when you first start that process, it's you're not going to have full clarity. The only way to get clarity on anything is you got to take action. It's the only path is through action. Like you can't sit down and think about it to death. Like it's just never going, you have to have the journey to create the clarity. And so I was like, okay, well, I do love, like, podcasting is something, like, I did enjoy the process, even though I wasn't speaking about something that I was passionate about. I could see that that was something that I could enjoy. So I decided to keep running with that. And that's when, you know, I started publishing more. I was like, I'm just going to think, like, what are the things I really like to talk about? And, you know, keeping it simple, like, what are the things that I really like to talk about? And from there, I'm just want to kind of see where this really navigates, you know, where this really leads me to. And fast forward, you know, a year later, I've had, you know, I've got a business partner now, you know, through podcasting. I've developed all these amazing relationships in my network. I mean, just the benefits have been endless just from taking that step to, like, stop keeping my voice and my message suppressed and getting it out there and actually having those conversations and breaking through that resistance.
Wow. Well, you said the word there, keyword suppressed. You know, there's nothing, I mean, you get suppressed and then you become depressed. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, you know, it's like you feel like you're going aimlessly through life. And so my thing is that, you know, the community that I have, you know, the obesity revolution, it's not just about that. It's like, you know, that's why I have different guests on, because it's not, we're defined by our obesity, but, you know, there's people that are struggling, you know, with obesity that are entrepreneurs, are, you know, millionaires, you know what I'm saying? People, mm-hmm. and they don't see that, but they hide, you know, behind something. So my thing is this, have you ever in your life, I always have to ask our guests, have you in your life ever struggled with obesity yourself? Or overweight? How about that?
Yeah. I mean, I would say that at this point in time, I'm definitely at the heaviest that I've been. Growing up, I was always actually fairly thin. Mm-hmm. But as I've gotten older, I've been having a hard time like keeping my health in line and keeping my weight where I want it to be. And it's actually something this year that I'm being more intentional about is my health and wellness. And but it's something where I have noticed, and as I have gained more weight, I have noticed that there is like a bit of a, what am I trying to say? Almost like a self-image dilemma going on, or a self-esteem issue that starts to happen. And
absolutely,
and, you know, yes. and like, as I've gotten older, it's like, I'm more conscious about myself as I change. And I'm just being completely like, mind opened, just please. Letting out like yes, how my feelings are.
Yes.
And, cause I'm not, and Sean, I've never talked about this before.
Wow.
I mean, I've never have. And it's something I've never talked about. And, I definitely like, I mean, when I was in college, I was a pretty, pretty fit person. Like I didn't have the six pack or anything, but it was close. I think I had like a 2 or 4 pack. Maybe.
Well, I have a keg, you know, so.
So it was something like that, but you know, and then as like, I've gotten older, I just feel like I've let myself go and inside, like,
well, why is that? Like, why yeah, would you say that is? Why?
You know, it's, I think the reason why is because, oh gosh, I never really thought about it this level, but if I could give a reason why to it, I think that my priorities, it's a shift in priorities that I've put, like, I'm the provider for my home. You know, I am, and especially in recent years, like being in that dark place in business, and anybody who's listening that's an entrepreneur and also dealing with obesity, you know, it's like entrepreneurship can nestle its way into your first priority in life.
Yes,
very quickly.
It can. Yes.
And then everything else takes a back seat. And then I used to kind of make this like slight joke, but not really joking kind of statement. It's like, you know, working out, or it's like anytime you get busy, the first thing that, you know, it's like working out is the first thing that you go. It's the first thing that goes.
It's
always, you know, it's like, or taking care of yourself and take care of your health. And
back seat.
It just takes that back seat. And there's this feeling where there's sometimes I think I'm like, gosh, sometimes I don't feel like I've got the self-control that I should have. And I feel like something's controlling me to make these decisions because they're not decisions that are for the best of my health. And, but I don't know, like, it's just like our brains are so wired.
Yes, they are.
To perform certain actions every day, and then you're triggered, and then you go down, you know, a bad habit.
That's
or you're triggered and you go down this a good habit, right?
Well, this is good. Well, see, this is good that you're saying this, because think about this. Now, you have never been morbidly obese. I mean, you're talking about just a little bit of weight that we would call, okay, getting yourself healthy, but never even mm-hmm. being obese. Okay, now here let me say this. Am I correct in saying that, right?
Yeah,
you are. Now think about this, okay? This is the paradigm I'm glad you brought this up. Because here's the thing, people that are morbidly obese automatically assume that anybody's morbidly obese has no, that you just let yourself go. Well, here you are, here myself, my highest weight's being 687. You know, you're struggling with, you know, you want your health. I mean, people do. And we never think of it that end, because people that aren't obese have the same kind of, you know, struggles. But nobody ever talks about that, Jake. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You could have, you know, be eating the wrong foods. You know, the last thing to go wrong is working out. And there's people that look healthy, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are healthy, right? Or absolutely, they look fit, but that doesn't matter. So that's what the whole paradigm that I want to bring is that everybody in the obese community, we're automatically written off, right? We automatically get defined. But somebody in your situation, okay, yeah, you don't really have that big. In my view, I'm looking at you like, hey, well, you don't really have that big of a problem, but you do. In your eyes, it's big. Am I correct in saying that?
Absolutely. I think about it all the time. And it's wow. you bring up an important point because I don't talk about it. And it's not something that, it's just not talked about.
This
it's like
good.
Something I keep to myself.
This is good, Jake. This is good. Keep going. Keep going.
Yeah. I guess the big thing for me when it comes to my weight, and it's not just the weight, like sometimes I think, and I've even had a fitness coach or fitness professional one time tell me, it's like, don't get so caught up into like what's said on a scale, you know, and because
there's
so many
variables. It doesn't measure your worth, it measures your weight, correct?
Yes. Right. Yeah. It's the gravity and how that all works, whatever the physics behind it all. Right. And, but it's just a quantitative measurement, and that's all it really is. But for me, it's more about my energy.
Yes.
It's about energy is big. Like when I know I'm not taking care of myself, I feel it in my energy. And when my energy's not there, it affects my relationships with my kids. It affects my relationships with myself, with my family. Like, you know, it affects a lot of things. It kind of dominoes out from that point of not having the energy. Wow. And so I just like,
I like
and,
this.
And I know, like, even, you know, here's another thing too. It's like, I've got to get, I really need to get some headshots, or I guess some more photos done. And then there's this like thing inside. I was like, you know what? Why don't you lose a few pounds first? Why don't you lose a few pounds?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, but then I get this dilemma. I'm like, well, why not just be happy with who you are right now? There's always, life's a journey, right? We could always improve ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so why hold off on doing what you need to do, you know, for the sake of like hitting, I don't know. And maybe that's the wrong way of looking at it. I don't know. Maybe it's not, but it's a thought that goes through my head. It's like little things like, you know what? I feel like I need to lose a few pounds first. And then once I look a certain way, then I'm ready to go get headshots. But like, why not now? Why not just love who you are now?
See right there. You just said love yourself. Here's, I say this all the time. I mean, it's been brought up in the last few episodes. I guess it's, you know, repetition's the key of learning. Well, mm-hmm. you know, if I didn't love myself, I had to love myself at 687, or I'm not going to love myself at 187. Okay.
Amen.
And that's where, you know, even you, that we're bringing this, you know, we're at two different weights here, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, you're on this spectrum. You want to get healthy. You know what I'm saying? And then I want to get healthy, but, you know, you have all these things to where, you know, I have these variables. I got to go down. That's a mountain of a lot of weight that I have to lose and have, you know, losing, you know, whenever my first year I lost over 100 pounds, you know, doing that and losing 100 pounds is a great, you know, thing, but it's not the end of the road. I got more. And mm-hmm. you want to get that health side of things. And we're on that same journey that, you know what I'm saying? But it's just as big in your eyes. And that if we don't love ourselves where we're at, what are we going to do when we get there? Because then all of a sudden there's going to be another set of problems. And from what I understand, I have a lot of friends that have lost a significant amount of weight. And then they say the hardest part to do now is keeping it off was harder than losing the weight.
Yeah.
So you think that mountain, you think of these are just incredible things that you said is self-love and self-awareness, where awakening your voice, okay, we're getting, you know, down to the nitty gritty here, Jake, is that we're coming to this point that, you know, human connection is so important. We were put on this earth to have human connection, but the agoraphobic, you know, people that are agoraphobic, especially in the obese community, they don't come out of their house. And mm-hmm. there's, you know, close to 30 million people that never come out of their home. And so with that being said and done, it goes over and over and over again to where there is no way we can ever make, you know, you know, it through. So that's what I want you to do, is that self-love and then the human connection on how important that is. So go into that a little bit, Jake.
Well, I think one of the things that you really touched on here, and as we're having this discussion, it's actually just emerging almost another light bulb moment of really, with anything you do, if it's losing weight, if it's wanting to be a public speaker, whatever accomplishment that you strive for, I think it all starts with loving yourself. And having that relationship with yourself is going to drive the success that you seek. But going into human connection, you know, empowering, like it's the human connection, it's the most powerful network in the world. There's no computer, anything that relates to it. I mean, think about, like, in just in life and business, like the connections you make and building that network for yourself. But even more so, you get unique perspective, you know, as you're speaking out. And like anytime I do a podcast interview, like one of the things about podcasts I love so much, it's deep connection with people. Like you, yes, and I are having an amazing conversation,
yes,
right now.
Yes, I love
and
it.
And I don't necessarily, like, once upon a time when I had a lot of those, you know, I guess self-inflicting thoughts of, you know, myself or my image, or thinking that I'm not good enough, or, you know, the introverted areas that I had to deal with and all that resistance, you know, I would think about going on a show and I would get really caught up into it. But yes, Now I just think about the human connection. I think it's Sean and I, we're having this awesome conversation.
Exactly.
And you know what? It's us having a conversation. Somebody's going to listen to this. And if it can change the life of one person, it was
absolutely
worth it, and all much more. Because, yes, and it will. That's the thing. You don't underestimate yourself, because there's, again, we all have something to offer, right?
Yes.
We all have something to offer. So don't underestimate yourself and think,
boy,
that you can't do something that can help change somebody's lives, because you can.
Boy, Jake, now here's what I want you to do. You said some amazing gold nuggets right there. You just laid a path, you know, right there to where you're saying that human connection. Now, there's people that are listening to, you know, my podcast, you know, the people that are out there that are struggling, that don't have a voice. They haven't found their voice, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or they've lost their voice, put it that way. And they have to awaken. It's not even about finding. I like what you said. It's about awakening your voice, because everybody does have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, is it finding it? No, I like it more so about awakening. And there are people out there that I know that I come in contact with, which are my people. It's my community that, you know, I'm in the community. And so my thing is about human connection. They're looking for something. They're looking for answers. They don't know where to go. Now, mm-hmm, could you maybe give, you know, somebody's listening to this right now that their voice is sleeping. Give them some steps and give them some encouragement, how, what they need to do from where you were in that dark place. How can they awaken their voice? What do they need to do? Give them something that they can go on and say, wait a minute, I have a voice and I'm going to start waking it up. How can they do that?
The first thing you need to do is find your people.
Mm.
You got to find your people.
What do you mean by that? Go into that a little bit.
Think about, and I had this, I had somebody ask me this question this one time. It was actually back in January, and it really made so much sense to me. Imagine that you were stuck on an island for an entire month, and think about, you had, say, 10 people that were going to be with you on that island, or you know, just some group of people. I imagine, like, who those people are. How would you describe them? And because you're going to be with them very close for an entire month. So think about the people that you really just feel really comfortable with. The most comfortable, just that connection,
yes,
is strong.
Yes.
It definitely, it doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, like, I remember the reason this person asked me this question was because I was trying to do something for the dental field. And I was going to, like, create some marketing thing, because my wife was a dental hygienist. I was like, oh yeah, here's a line I can, you know. And then this guy was like, are those your people? I'm like, what, dentist? He's like, yeah. I said, well, not really. I mean, I don't know anything about dentistry, but I can help him with marketing.
I hate dentists. Yeah, they're dentists.
It's like, yeah.
Dentists are exactly. The devil. They're the devil. Yeah.
And it's like, here I go again, back down that hole of like doing something I don't care about. But it was a good shakeup for him, because it's like, no, you got to find your people. Because this is the thing, when you find your people, that's when it starts at that human connection. And we have like, if you're in that situation and you're stuck in your home and you're working on kind of getting yourself to that place where right now, a lot of us are stuck at home with everything going on just in the world, you know, it's like, and you know, we have the internet, we have tools that allows you to find your people, and you could go and look for Facebook groups. You can, you know, find different online communities that you can collaborate with. And then from there, you know, show up.
Yes.
Show up every day.
Good.
And
good.
Every day you need to show up for your people. You need to go in. You need to comment. Like, if you're in a Facebook group, you need to show up every day. You need to be part of the discussions that are happening and challenge yourself to do the things that are uncomfortable.
Man.
Go live. Pick up your phone.
That's
click on the group
good.
Where your people are.
Woo.
Think of a topic, you know, prepare for it
good.
Beforehand and hit the button and don't think about it. Just hit the button. And this is the thing. I want to tell you this real, real super quick story. The first time I went live on social media, oh my gosh, talk about just terrifying. I was so terrified. And I had in my mind that going like, I don't know, I think I had like 2,000 friends or something. But in my mind, I'm thinking like all 2,000 of those people are just going to be like, stop what they're doing and look at their phones like, Jake's going live. Let's see what he's got. Like every single person is going to start watching. It's almost like I'm walking into like the Cowboy Stadium about to give a speech, right? And that's what it was in my head. And then one day I was like, you know what? I'm not going to overthink it. I figure out what I'm going to talk about. There's something like this. That's actually a good exercise too. Think about like, if you were to walk on a stage that's got 50,000 people and you're going to give a speech about something, what would be that speech about? Like, what would you talk about in that speech? Use that as your topic when you go live, right? Whatever it is, like something that you just, you know, even if it's just something that you learned on that day, like there's so many different things, but the point of it is you find your people and you show up every day for those people. And then over time, you start gaining that confidence in yourself.
Nice.
You start learning more about who you are, because that human connection has this phenomenon. It's like a phenomenon almost that happens where, as you're connecting more with people, you start to emerge into the person you should become.
Mm.
Because those people are going to help you. And you got to be critical. You got to think about
good.
The people you surround yourself with, right?
That's
what's
good.
What's that quote? We're the average of the five
people
of our five
we surround
closest friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So think about who you're surrounding yourself with. These need to be people who are encouraging, who are going to help you level up. And those are the people you need to find. But that would be my advice. Like, just go in there, show up.
Wow, Jake. I mean, find your people. You know,
yes.
You're going to awaken your voice. You better find your people, because they're going to help you to awaken that. They'll awaken it up for you if you don't want to wake it up. And that's what you surround yourself with. And that's what the Obesity Revolution community is all about, is that you come in there, we'll help you awaken, you know, your voice up. Find them people. Surround yourself with those people. Just like what Jake said, and awaken your voice. Right, Jake? And I think we beat the bushes a little bit today, brother. I mean, I think we, you know, shook that bungalow. You know, it's like we, you know, this. So final thought. We're coming down to the close right now, Jake. I mean, that's just part, man. This is. I'm excited about this episode. And of course, all your links and stuff like that will be in the show notes too as well. Mm-hmm. But final thought. To everybody out there, I mean, if you haven't said enough already, but what is your final thought? Bring everything to where awakening your voice, I mean, you know, finding your people, you know what I mean? Surround yourself with the right people, because if you don't, you're not going to get there, and you're going to go down that hole just like you were, because you didn't surround yourself with your people. You had to find your people in order to awaken your voice. So what's your final thoughts?
Mm. Yeah, you know, just really to sum everything up here, and I think like we definitely unpacked a lot of important things, you know, to go through. But really, if you to really sum it all up, it's you got to ask yourself, you know, there's and in fact, I'm writing a little ebook. It's called Better Questions, Life-Changing Answers. And
that's good.
We all understand, you know, the questions that if you want better answers, you got to start asking yourself better questions. And I think
that's good,
right?
Yes. Yes.
You know, stop asking yourself these terrible questions that does nothing, that it doesn't get you anywhere. Right. It's like, so I think, you know, I think the question that I would challenge anybody here listening to, the question you should ask yourself right now is, what do you want? And it's a really simple question. It's a question that I remember hearing on the James Wedmore podcast, or Mind Your Business podcast. He's one of my favorite podcasters. And it was like, the most important question somebody should ask themselves is, what do you want? And if you want to go beyond yourself, if you want to make an impact in your life, in your family's life, in the lives of your people, right? The people who you are surrounding yourself with, who you're serving, who you're collaborating with, you have to ask yourself, what do you want? And from there, you figure it like, cause this is the thing, like every journey, like I can't tell you the exact path to get to what you want, because I don't know you and I don't know what you want, because in every path's going to be different. And that's the thing. Like, there is no cookie cutter thing here, but you got to start with what you want and figure out where you want to go. Mm. And then from there, get really focused on that and finding your people. Because this is the thing, like, no matter what you're doing, if it's publishing content online, if it's having a conversation with your spouse, if it's having a conversation with yourself, everything has a voice.
Dude. Wow. So here it is, Jake. We are awakening the voice, and here's how we're doing it. Find your people, and what was that last thing you said? What do you have to do? You gotta ask yourself, what do you want?
Yes. What do you want?
So everybody that's listening right now, what do you want? Really? Whether it's is it your health? Is it the fact that you need to lose an abundant weight? I don't know. Is it that you need to make more money? I don't know. Is it that you need to get your relationships right, your marriage straight? I don't know. What do you want? Find your people and start awakening your voice. Start saying, come on, get up. And don't ask if you want good answers, you need to ask yourself good questions. And not even easy questions. Jake, we even want to ask easy questions. Sometimes we have to ask the hard questions that we don't want to answer, or we want to sort of hide under there. But you know what you need to do is that sums it up right now. What do you want? Jake, yes. Bro, you brought the fire today. I'm going to tell you what, this is incredible. All of Jake's information is going to be in the show notes. And whenever you get that book out there, I want to share that out there. You know, too, is about asking, you know, better questions, you know, better answers. All that you said, Jake, I want you to get that out there. And we will get that out there. But, Jake, I think we did a little bit of a bush shaking, didn't we? I mean, I think so.
Well, to shake the bush a little bit, and I want to say this one last thing.
Do it.
Because this is something to really shake the bush up, you know, for this final closing thoughts. And it's a quote that if anybody ever gets the opportunity, if you're a Tim Ferriss fan, I'm a huge Tim Ferriss fan, but there's a YouTube video on his TED Talk about Stoicism, and there's a quote by Jerzy Gregorek, who is this like Olympic athlete. He's just an impressive guy that Tim talks about. And this is a quote. And I want everybody listening to really, after you hear this quote and this episode's gone off, I want you to find a quiet place and really have a serious look at yourself and respond to this quote. Hard choices, easy life. Easy choices, hard life. It's the hard choices that you have to make.
Wow.
What ultimately makes life easier for you, because we can all sit around comfortable making the easy choices, but ultimately it leads to a harder life. It's the hard choices that makes life easy.
Well, man, that's good. That's man, this is good. This is good. And everybody out there, listen, what do you want? You want hard, you know, you got to make a series of hard. And that's the last thought I'll have for everybody is this. Listen to this. Do you know why people don't come back to where they need to be? Because they made a series of hard choices to get where they're at, or bad choices to get where they're at. And then a lot of times we have to go through them same doors that we got through, that got us there, that we have to go back. And that's what stops us and gets us hung up. And that's why we have hurts, habits, you know, in our life that doesn't get us where we are, because you got to go through them. If you made bad choices, you got to revisit them bad choices and get to where you need to do. And it's like sort of like an onion. It's peeling them layers that we have created ourselves, because, you know, the choice is ours, but not the consequences. Mm-hmm. And it all goes to everything is find your people. What do you want? And you got to make hard choices in order to get to where you need to be. And man, Jake, you're the best, brother. Jake Anderson, he hit it out of the park. And thank you, Jake, for being the best part of this podcast. Seriously, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sean, it means the world. And it's the pleasure's all mine. It's an honor to be here. This is what I wake up to do, and this is what I love to do. Yes. And if this helps change some lives in your community, that's what I'm here to do is to help change lives, and not just change their lives, but help give people, you know, the tools or the thoughts or whatever they need to help change other lives. And if we can do that, think about the ripple effect that has in the world.
I love it. I love the chain reaction and ripple effects. I love it. Mm-hmm. And listen, on behalf of the Obesity Revolution, I'm Sean Maroney. And listen, hope is alive. You matter. You got this. Don't let anybody ever tell you you can't. Ask yourself, what do you want? And find your people and get healthy and stay healthy. And you know what? You really are the best part of the Obesity Revolution, everybody that listens. And you know, Sean Maroney, myself, I love you with all of my heart. And you need anything, you reach out to us. Until next time, I love you.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.